Hey y'all, welcome to Tea Talk.
Where we spill the tea, sis.
Or, I just have tea.
Yeah, that too. So, what you want to talk about?
Elizabeth,
my tea.
Eve,
where'd you get that tea from today?
I got it from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm pretty sure this is the mango pineapple tea.
Ooh, exotic.
But I'm pretty sure I ordered the peach pineapple tea.
What? Those incompetent people at Dunkin' Donuts. How dare they?
But I don't mind. They gave me munchkins after we paid for them.
After you paid for them, they gave you munchkins? How considerate. Thanks. I'm sorry.
I don't even know if the computer was able to hear that.
Probably not.
No, we're joking. It's fine. We're just like recording for the sake of recording. We're not doing much.
Yeah.
Tea Talk is a joke.
Excuse me? It's my life's work here at the studio of Tea Talk.
Don't worry, I ain't so awful falafel.
You know, I'm not so adverse to that now.
Good. My favorite book.
You haven't even read it.
You don't know that.
Oh, really? What's the plot?
This girl.
Oh, actually, I remember because we read the synopsis on the cover. I meant not on the cover. The inside flap. That's going to be horrible for the audio.
I almost died.
Good for you.
Not clickbait.
in asterisks, not clickbait. I think you're done with your tea.
I'm not. I'm just avoiding the tea.
Avoiding the tea? Way to be peaceful.
I would love to hear some tea.
Oh, Jerry and Bella's anniversary just happened.
Oh my god, how many months?
4 months.
Four? They can't see, but I'm holding up a three because I'm incompetent.
I held up a four like a good girl.
You're such a good girl.
I know how to count.
What?
Counting?
What's that? This is one of the reasons why I failed math.
Not because you didn't do summer math. I'm only doing summer math because, like, they gave me a packet to do.
Is it required?
Probably. I was, like, we had to do a placement test, and, like, I started doing that, but then I got distracted when I found a question for MCAS practice.
What is it, Olivia?
That's not Olivia.
Stop it. Stop.
I
shot my croissant.
Are you recording right?
Yeah, of course.
We're always recording.
I had the volume all the way up. I had no idea it was all the way up.
So
I jumped in my seat.
So loud.
Yeah.
Murder.
Yes. Now that's the tea.
That's the tea, sis. What else shall we talk about in Tea Talk?
Definitely this economy.
The economy?
Global warming.
Global warming. Excuse me, Trump said that was fake, so his word is absolutely true.
Trump also is siding with Putin.
Putin? Oh.
You don't know who Putin is.
Putin? Like, your pronunciation was just weird.
You pronounce it weird.
Putin? What is he, a country bumpkin?
No, he's a country Putin. Hey, it's Diego. Diego could be our special guest.
Hello, Diego. Would you like to be interviewed?
Hello, Diego. Welcome to Tea Talk.
Diego is not much of a talker.
What tipped you off?
Well, you got a lot of fur. That's usually a sign of not talking.
That's usually a sign of not human.
Well, like, multiple animals can talk, you know? Like that bird.
Squaw?
No, like that parrot. Isn't it a parrot that can talk?
Oh, Polly want a cracker?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Diego doesn't have a bird. Wait.
You don't know what Diego has.
The birds... Imagine a pet having a pet. That's so meta, dude.
Now that is the tea. Sorry, I started dying again.
Casual dying inside.
Anywho, Life of Pi, Web of Lies.
Jeremy Fink and the Meaning of Life. I read that book, but I forget the meaning of life.
It's 42. We talked about this earlier.
42?
Yeah. If you Google it, Google what's the meaning of life.
I will.
Well, that's just the dictionary definition of life. Pie. Enter a word.
Why is it pie?
Life of pie.
Ew. Stop.
It might be the wrong pie.
But, yeah, well, pie, then, like P-I. What is
the
meaning of
life, the universe, and everything?
Life, the universe, and...
meaning.
What are you trying to accomplish here?
42.
Okay. Is that a book?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yes. I also talked about this earlier.
Well, I never listened to you.
Well, you should. I have great opinions. Oh my god.
Who's the one playing their music too loud now? Huh? Elizabeth?
But this was not Drake.
So?
It was Neon Trees.
And that's better?
Yeah, definitely.
No, turn that off. We're having a talk on tea time. Tea talk? I don't even remember what we're calling this.
Talk on tea time.
The war on tea.
The Boston Tea Party.
Dunkin' Donuts tea. This is great word association.
We should have a taste test, get the same type of tea from Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks.
I don't think we have the funds for that. You're in the studio of Tea Talk.
You're right. I'm broke.
Plus, I hate tea.
Big mood.
Big mood.
Big mood.
Maybe we could have a guest star.
Julia! Want to be our guest star?
But we don't have any tea.
We'll just shake this.
How do you like the sound of shaking tea?
It's more just ice and some fruit.
It's tea.
Now the water will melt.
She says the water will melt. I repeat, the water will melt. Probably no, I can't. You want to come over? And now she's exasperated. Now she is exasperated that I'm commenting on her every move.
We welcome to Tea Talk, Julia.
Hi, guys. I'm...
Do we ever introduce ourselves?
No. That's okay, though.
That's a book that was in this desk, along with this immigration form for Thor, son of Odin.
You're just I guess so.
Well, how do you feel about being on Tea Talk?
I don't know, honestly.
This is my tea.
I know.
Oh, you just started a war.
So, can we just, talk, isn't that, pineapple, but it's supposed to be peach?
No, pineapple is the correct part. It's the mango that was wrong. I asked for peach, I got mango.
That's a crime against humanity, Lizzie.
Those cards traitors. Against humanity.
Oh, no, let's not go into that.
A micro pig wearing a tiny raincoat and booties.
Okay.
That's one of the cards against humanity cards.
Okay. Let's pull a random book off the show. Let's do this one.
I don't think that was random. You looked at it.
Okay.
What you need to do is have someone stand up, turn you, spin you around with your eyes closed.
Julia, would you do the honors?
And then you'll go in that direction, and we'll make sure you don't hit anything. And you'll have to get that, and you'll have to get a book.
Wait, am I just
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
What am I doing?
Just spin, and then stop when you're in a direction.
I'm in a direction now.
Well, then stop.
Okay.
Okay, now walk forward slowly because you're going to hit some stuff. Your bag is right in front of you. Okay. Careful. Keep on walking.
What am I doing?
You're going to walk and then grab a random book with your eyes closed. You're going to hit a book cart. You're going to hit a book cart right in front of you. I'm not going to let her fall.
Oh, God.
Ooh, belly up.
Belly up.
Belly up. Look at this hippo.
Oh, look at the back. No, look at the back. It's nice.
Oh, look at that hippo butt. Belly Up by Stuart Gibbs.
I've read other stuff by Stuart Gibbs.
It's a fungal novel.
It's a what novel?
Well, fungal.
A fun jungle.
Fungal.
Fungal infection.
Oh, Julia left.
That was extremely rude.
I found a good topic for your tea time.
You're the best topic, Julia. You're our sister.
Stop.
Teddy Fitzroy.
It's Fitzroy.
Teddy Fitzroy has a murder on his hands and trouble on his tail.
And I thought this was a children's book.
Henry the Hippo, the beloved mascot of Fun Jungle,
Fungal,
America's newest theme park, has gone belly up. Oh my god, this
belly
is dark.
Belly up? Oh my god, it's a title reference already.
The park claims he died of natural causes.
Natural lies. Causes.
But
sure.
But Teddy suspects foul play. Oh, it's a murder of a hippo.
Ah, that's not fun.
When the police refuse to take him seriously, Teddy sets out to find the truth and gets far more than he bargained for. It turns out Henry was 2 tons of trouble, and a lot of people wanted him dead. Who the heck wanted a hippo dead? What is wrong with your life if you want a hippo dead?
You really need to get one.
Yeah. So who did the dirty deed?
The dirty deed. Oh my god.
Was it Martin Delgado?
Nope.
Fungal's head of operation who hates kids and hates animals even more? Where the heck would he be part of Fungal?
Yeah, if he hates all of the people and animals who were there.
Or
just one mean, lean, some machine.
Green bean. Or Pete.
One lean, mean, green bean.
Okay. Or Pete Thwacker, the exasperated head of PR who cleaned up Henry's messes one too many times.
That's not a valid reason to murder a hippo.
It's like, did the hippo cause, like, a commotion? Or, like, did he literally need to clean up his mess, like, poop? Because, like, I don't think that's what a PR manager has to do.
All right. PR, public resistance. What does it mean?
Public relations, maybe? I don't know. I think the P does stand for public. The list goes on, and soon Teddy finds himself in jeopardy, too. Why? He better find the killer behind the hippo homicide fast.
Hippo homicide? That's an alliteration.
Or Henry won't be the only one who's dead. Okay, who the heck steps
na, na,
up?
Na, na.
Who steps up from murdering a hippo to murdering a human? Unless Teddy's not a human. It would not be the first time there's a secret animal.
Teddy isn't actually human.
I think Teddy is in this place right now. He's in that room over. Get it?
It's Teddy Wheeler.
It's not Teddy Wheeler. Teddy Leary. Remember, there's actually Teddy here.
All right. James' brother. That says The Lost Boy. I thought it says It's Your Boy.
What? Put the book away.
Well, I don't know where I grabbed it from. You know, my eyes were closed.
You know the alphabet. Put it back.
I think it's probably from that thing,
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, probably.
Don't stab me, young lady.
This is the tea.
ASMR who? That's just creepy. This is gonna be great for our podcast.
You know it.
You can hear me? That's great.
So I just spit an ice cube at Eve. She was making fun of me. Because when I have an ice cube, I talk weirdly because I have an ice cube in my mouth.
Maybe don't put an ice cube in your mouth.
Why are you making fun of me? I love how it's
said. Why are we rehashing this conversation?
Hashing?
Rehashing. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have some tea?
What?
Do you have some tea?
I have a phone.
Ew, stop.
It's ASMR. I'm taking my computer away from you.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, that's what you get.
Ew, Lizzie. Okay.
Welcome back to Tea Talk. Hope you did not mind that ASMR.
Oy vey. Okay, hello. Are we going to have another special guest?
Should we have a special guest? Dr. Murphy,
yes.
Do you have a minute to be a special guest on our Tea Talk?
As soon as we're finished this, I might.
Okay.
There is no topic. No.
That's the point.
That's scary.
It is scary.
We just pull people in and they become our special guests. No one knows what's happening. It's great.
It's really the whole premise of Tea Talk.
Well, we would like to welcome Dr. Murphy to our Tea Talk.
Well, thank you.
So, anything interesting you'd like to add?
What does Tea Talk mean?
Well,
I don't have any tea.
Well, when you spill the tea, you're gossiping. So do you have any gossip?
Oh, gossip. Jeez, let me think. I don't think I have any school-related gossip.
Doesn't need to be school-related.
I think it does.
We're not in school. We're in a school. And we don't go here anymore.
I mean, that's technically true.
Had a near miss with an outing with Miss Red Leonard. Do you guys know Miss Red Leonard?
Yeah, she was my teacher last year.
Yes, we almost met her for dinner last night with a few other friends, but the flash flood warning scared us all too much. We didn't go.
Oh, that alarm last night?
Yes, yeah.
I was driving home.
But if I had gone, I would have really juicy gossip for you guys.
Those darn flash floods.
Yeah. Good luck with the rest of the
Well, thank you.
Well, that was Dr. Murphy.
Round of applause.
This is going to be so loud. That was so close to the microphone.
You know it. Wait, I want to hear that. Well, apparently you don't know it because that was not very loud at all.
You just stole my line. I'm the one that's so apparently you don't know it.
Shh, they'll never know.
Don't want to know. I just told them.
No, because you're lying.
Who's them?
Our vast audience.
Our only audience is Diego, and he was on this podcast.
So is Dr. Murphy. He could be our audience.
Dr. Murphy was also on the podcast.
Everyone on the podcast is our audience. Julia, Dr. Murphy,
Julia's Diego. Not going to want to listen to this.
Really? Because it's
Julia's
idiotic.
Julia's too good for this.
She's too good for you.
More like, I'm not good enough.
Oh.
How dare you say that? I will fight you.
There's no need for self-deprecation.
Deprecation
jokes here.
No need for self-deprecation.
God, Mr. Frank, he was the best. Splenda, skim, sugar. Equal, sweet and low. Espresso shot.
Are you reading my cup? I thought I didn't know what you were doing.
I'm just very knowledgeable in the life of Dunkin' Donuts.
So, actual tea. Yesterday, Julie went over to Sophie's house.
I'm rapidly listening. Was that it?
Yep.
Round of applause.
No, well, while I was talking with them over Google Duo,
I was offended by that noise.
I got a call from
Well,
I got a call from Bella.
Who?
Bella.
Oh, like McCarthy.
What the heck is Bella McCarthy?
I don't know. I was thinking of that singer.
Bella Thorne?
No. John McCarthy?
Why are you thinking of John McCarthy?
Wait, is that a singer?
He's one of the Beatles.
No, it's not John. It's Paul.
Oh, it's Paul.
My cousin would be ashamed. I'm pretty sure the rest of humanity is ashamed.
I only know Ringo.
Ringo Starr, I know him. And something with Klein.
Kelly Klein.
No.
Jack Klein.
Wait, who are the other Beatles?
Doesn't matter.
McCartney, Starr.
Bitch.
This is a friendly family cod.
Is it
friendly cod we are living on? Massachusetts is a fraud. It's just a cod. Fraud, cod, pod, all of the rhymes. Anywho.
Bitch.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Stop.
I couldn't. I need some ice.
Need some ice for that burn.
I'm not burned.
Sherlock.
Sherlock.
John. What?
Winchester.
McCartney. Wait, no, it's McCartney, not McCarthy.
Please tell me, who is Bella McCartney?
No idea. I'm pretty sure that's not a person.
Oh, we were talking.
What?
I got a call from Bella. Remember this story?
Ages ago, but go on.
Yeah, so I got a call from Bella. But it went straight to go away because I was on the phone with Julie and Sophie. So I hung up on them. Because they're not as important as Diego Tree.
Oopsies.
The door might have been open, Diego. Nope, he's still here.
Diego's a good boy.
Diego!
Ready, set, let's go. Vamanos. How does that go?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
So, I exited out of the call with them, and I called Bella back. Because Bella is more important than anyone.
And what did she have to say?
Well, she was trying to get in contact with Jerry, but Jerry was not answering.
How rude.
Was their anniversary.
That girl should have broke up with him a long time ago.
But, like, he was in the bathroom, and he didn't have his phone, so. But, like, then I was...
Oh, I thought you meant intentionally.
But then, like, I was talking...
That sort of makes up.
Yeah. Then I was talking to Bella. And I was just standing in my kitchen, eating ice cream out of the carton, sharing it with my dog with the same spoon.
Wow. You know what's really not good? I keep thinking of different names when you say Bella. And you know how? Okay, you don't know because you're not in my class. But there's this girl in my scrapbooking class who's, like, obsessed with belugas. And when you said Bella, I just had a beluga.
Jerry called her like 10 times while she was on the phone with me.
But you're more important.
I am more important than
him. Than his girlfriend.
No, I'm not more important than Bella. Bella is a goddess.
God among men.
Stop playing Helix Jump.
But I love my Helix.
Stop it.
It's not funny.
We should just reference John Mulaney for the rest of this.
That's John Mulaney? Oh yeah, I knew that.
Oh my god, Eve.
You have and the I moral. Realized the Victorian thing was me.
You have the moral backbone of a chocolate eclair.
Lizzie, there is a horse in the hospital.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Who is she? Da-na-na, da-na-na.
I get drunk with jealousy.
Da-na-na. Wanna play? Hey. Oh no, it's oh no, not hey.
Are you sure?
No.
There you go.
My god, it's a rock in the weary. I'm sorry.
My girlfriend got a new best friend. That's not it.
She's like, oh my gosh. I
don't know. It's my boyfriend got a new.
No, it's not.
I don't know what it is.
Why are we referencing Taylor Swift when neither of us like her?
You don't know my opinions of Taylor Swift. So do you like her?
I am the biggest Swiftie. Every night I...
Ew, Swiftie? Is that what her fan base is called?
Yeah.
Ew. Not only... I feel sorry for them.
Hey, it's better than Benedict Cumberbatch's fandom.
Stop, no. We're just gonna move on. And let's talk about some Helix Jump.
No. If you've had it for a week and you're on like level 250.
Only 220.
Oh, that's so much better.
It's so easy for me.
Seriously, Norman?
Norman? I'm not Norman. I'm offended.
No, I'm reading the books again.
Oh. Let me respond to you with a book title.
We should just have a conversation with book titles.
Yeah.
You can, like, you don't need to read the whole title, but you can only use words from the titles.
Yeah. Okay, you go first. Wait, I'll go first.
Okay.
A night divided more than this is trash. You go.
Got five good titles, you know.
Between summers, I'll give you the sun before I fall.
Weird.
Does this even record?
I don't know. It is still recording. That's good. Seriously. The sun. People.
Is that the end?
Bloodhounds.
Amy and Roger's epic detour is the meaning of life.
Dumplin'.
They had dumplin'? I want to read that book. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked.
Riot. The dumplin' riot.
So, I was thinking, by the end of the week, this book looks really familiar. Oh, I know where that's from. Never mind. There you go. What is it called?
Oh, The Life is Crossed Out, and it's The Murder of Bindi McKenzie.
Bindi? Oh,
Bindi got murdered.
Bindi got murdered.
Get to this. The motive.
Bindi McKenzie is the most perfect girl at Ashbury High. She scores in the 99.9th percentile in all her classes. She holds lunchtime adversary sessions for her fellow students. She keeps careful transcripts of everything said around her. And she has been Kmart Casual Employee of the Month for 17 months straight.
Ew, Kmart. There's a flaw.
No wonder somebody wants to kill her. The suspects. Bindi is horrified to learn she must take part in the Friendship and Development Project, a new class meant to provide a life raft through...
You can't see the quotations, but you can hear them through her voice.
Through the tricky seas of adolescence.
The tricky seas. Who wrote that?
I don't know. It's in quotation marks.
Oh, it makes it a little better, but not quite.
Yeah, it's because an adult wrote that.
Yeah. Bindi, adults don't know my life.
Bindi can't see how airhead Emily Thompson, absent-minded Elizabeth Clary, mouthy Toby Maserati.
Why are you tripping up on all these names?
Malicious Astrid Bexenville, silent Bryony Atkins, narcissistic Sergio Saba, and handsome and enigmatic.
Enigmatic?
Can I see?
We're right there.
Enigmatic.
Fingam Blonde could ever possibly help her.
Fingam? What?
Well, maybe Fingam could.
Fingam?
The crime. But then Bindi's perfect life begins to fall apart. She develops an obsession with the word Cincinnati. She can't stop feeling. Continue on black backflap. She can't stop feeling sleepy. She fails an exam for the first time ever. And worst of all, she just doesn't care.
She's got depression.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
What could be the cause of all of these strange events? Is it conspiracy? Is it madness? Is it murder?
Murder, Judas.
The truth. Lots of people hate Bendy McKenzie.
Bendy.
But who would actually kill her? The answer is in Bendy's transcript. The detectives are the members of the FAD group. But Bendy has made every one of them into an enemy. And time is running out.
Da-na-na.
Seems like a cool book.
Yeah. Too bad.
Is she really murdered, though?
Probably not.
I've never spoken to Bendy, but I'm sure that behind her extremely annoying personality, she is a beautiful human being. A bit too smart. You can't help who you are.
Can you stop reading the book?
But it's just the first page.
No.
She's a fast typist.
Oh.
I want to read this book. Put it back.
Where? The book then.
Also, you can easily find where it goes because it is labeled. You can just
be a librarian. Ew, labels.
Be a librarian.
I don't feel that I need labels in my life. Oh my god, I watched this. I watched this show.
Like, only if you want them, though.
I watched this show where the person was like, where she was like, he was like, are you a conservative? And she was like, I'm a millennial, I don't like labels. I was like, you're contradicting yourself. Anywho. So. What did you say?
I'm gonna get over here. You made me drop my fruit.
No! Drop my cassette.
That's it.
Okay. See you next time!
How about 3, 2, 1?
I did a crossword and then I had to have another picture, so I just said, oh my god, there's no interruption. Oh, there is, it just didn't load.
I don't want to die.
But you're already dead inside.
I am, but not on the outside. I don't want to die. I need to level up. Come on. I'm still going to die. Oh, no. Don't die. I don't want to die. Don't make me die. Please don't make me die.
I don't want to die.
I don't want to die. I'm going to die. I died.
Nola ate me.
I was ranked 8th place. Fine, I'm just gonna do my solo run. I wish it was like an endless run.
Ew, why would I like my own post? Unlike that.
I don't even know why you're allowed to like your own post on anything.
It's just weird.
Are you like that self-centered?
I probably did it by mistake. Steampunk Gabriel.
What?
Steampunk Gabriel. Someone drew Steampunk Gabriel.
what if we just constantly recorded and just like caught someone's attention? Well, no, we caught someone's conversation.
I think that would be intrusion on privacy.
What if we caught them confessing to a murder?
It would be an intrusion on privacy.
We would be helping a lot.
If you were a monster, what monster would you be? Vampire, werewolf, witch, wendigo, none of the above.
Witch.
I'll say witch too. Yes, 38.9% of people said that. Ew, why would anyone pick the Campbells? She said, which do you like better, the Winchesters or the Campbells?
You're right, why would anyone?
I mean, unless it's soups.
Winchester soups is not a thing.
No, Campbells!
You get me in the middle. I'm mama in just a little. Let your weary head to rest. Literally, they're pillows. I'm so funny.
I'm back. Guess who's back, 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 back. Sorry. Quizzes. Why is my quiz still trending? Supernatural quiz and emojis. Do you want to help me?
Okay. After I die.
But I restarted. That's demon. Which one of these is a demon? Who's Kelly?
Kelly Klein.
It was Kelly. Replay. God.
Gabriel. Kelly.
Yeah. Who's Anna?
The angel. The redhead. Bobby.
Old man.
Yeah. Bobby's the old man there.
Lucifer. Michael? No. Benny?
I don't know why.
He's a guy.
He had the cool shades.
Baby Dean's biggest love. All of the answers.
That
tricked me.
I didn't read them. I just saw the card. I just chose baby. Benny.
Ben.
All of the answers. Cass.
I don't remember the B reference, but everyone references it.
It was when he was crazy after the license.
Oh.
Azazel.
Yeah, because Mary.
Burn Mary.
Burn Mary. Gotta let it burn, burn, burn. She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Dean.
Who's Sally? Why is this Dean?
He's scared of planes.
Oh. Wasn't that from like the third episode?
No, not third.
Okay.
Let me see.
Joe.
Sammy.
He was not a Stanford graduate.
Almost. Gabriel. Gaby. Last one.
Kelly? Clarkson?
Yeah.
Yay! We did it.
We beat 71% of players. Nice. Nice.
Want to do the next one?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Why does that guy have a reflective gear on?
Da-na-na-na.
Is it time to leave?
Yeah, we've got about a minute or two. So if you want to wrap
Okay, I'll stop the recording that Eve didn't know. For our last segment in this episode of Tea Talk, I have a story to tell.
Go on.
It's not that interesting, but
go
so
on.
We were talking this morning, and by this morning, I mean like 5 minutes ago. I was talking with Mr. Lamb and Jerry because you weren't there, so I didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't be left alone, so I was annoying Jerry. And so the first block, they don't have 3D printing, they have flight. So Mr. Lamb was just flapping his arms like he was flying. And he's just like, that's the worst way to learn how to fly. And then someone's just like, oh, you just gotta jump off a cliff. So I'm just like, if you did have a secret superpower of flying, the best way to unlock it would be jump off a cliff.
But then you die.
Unless you had the secret superpower of flying.
But that doesn't exist. I don't have an imagination. Anyway, that concludes our tea talk with coughing.
There was plenty of coughing this episode. Adios, amigos.